From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Bush administration today called for a new United Nations resolution on Iraq. The White House is hoping to gain support for its plan to end the U.S. occupation and create a sovereign government in Baghdad by July 1st. In an interview in Germany, Secretary of State Colin Powell acknowledged the pressure from Spain and other countries to give the U.N. a greater political role in Iraq. Spain's new prime minister has warned he will pull Spanish troops out of the U.S.-led coalition unless there is a U.N. mandate.
In Iraq, a day after the grisly killings of four American civilians in Fallujah and the deaths of five American soldiers northwest of the city, attacks against U.S. forces and their Iraqi allies continued. In a few minutes, we'll hear from a military expert about the challenges facing U.S. forces in Fallujah, and we'll have a report on how security costs are on the rise for companies working in Iraq. We begin our coverage with NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad.
American officials here angrily condemned the gruesome aftermath of yesterday's ambush in Fallujah. U.S. Civil Administrator Paul Bremer vowed that the killing and public mutilation of four American guards from the Blackwater Security Consulting Company would not go unpunished. Brigadier General Mark Kimmett said the response from American forces would be measured.
We are not going to do a pell-mell rush into the city. It's going to be deliberate, it will be precise, and it will be overwhelming. We will not rush in to make things worse. We will plan our way through this, and we will reestablish control of that city, and we will pacify that city.
For now, Kimmett urged travelers to avoid Fallujah and said Marines had set up checkpoints on the outskirts of the city. He also gave the following explanation for why the Marines did not intervene yesterday when the mob was parading the security guards' bodies through the streets in broad daylight.
I think that there was a well-thought-out decision on the part of the Marines that let's not rush headlong into there. There may be ambushes set up. There may be civilians being used as human shields.
In what he described as a typical day for the occupation, Kimmett said insurgents attacked American forces and their Iraqi allies 18 times since yesterday's incident in Fallujah. Television footage showed Iraqis looting and torching an abandoned Humvee after insurgents ambushed a military convoy on a highway near Fallujah, injuring three American soldiers. And the U.S. military says a car bomb killed six Iraqis and injured five more in the western town of Ramadi yesterday. Meanwhile, Iraqis seem to have mixed feelings about the Fallujah violence. In the shops of Baghdad's wealthy Arasat Street, half of the people interviewed said the Americans had it coming.
Actually, they do deserve it because America hurt Iraqi people through two wars, and they killed and terrified children, women, so they deserve it.
Others, like this shop owner, said the desecration of the dead men's bodies was haram, a sin.
Even if it is my enemy who killed my father, if he's dead, I cannot deform his body. I just bury it. This is true Islam.
But even those Iraqis who denounced the insurgents' violent tactics said they resented the U.S. occupation and expressed suspicion of Washington's motives in Iraq. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.